Today's story is about a very famous rabbi who lived in Poland. His name was the Rebbe of Czartkow. Czartkow was a city in Poland. Besides being so famous for his knowledge in Torah, the Rebbe was also admired for his unusual kind heart. Poor people from all over would so often come to him for tzedakah, charity, and he would always help them so generously. He had a special fund set aside for these poor and helpless people. Now, one of his faithful servants was called Meir Anshel. He was extremely honest, and therefore the Rebbe entrusted him with the keys to his own office, where he kept the money for tzedakah. Meir Anshel barely had any money of his own, and when it came time for him to get married, the Rebbe arranged for his wedding and paid for all the expenses. In fact, he gave him enough money to set up a little grocery store so that he may earn a living. Meir Anshel truly appreciated all what the Rebbe did for him. He said to the Rebbe, "I hope to pay you back for all what you have done for me." It was the night before Erev Pesach, and the Rebbe had just finished searching for the chametz, when he had noticed that the money that he put away for tzedakah was no longer there. Strangely enough, the only one who knew where the Rebbe kept the money was his faithful servant, Meir Anshel. "No," said the Rebbe. "A thousand times no, Meir did not take that money." "But again, where did it disappear to? I just can't understand. Where is the money?" The Rebbe called for Meir Anshel to come to his office. As Meir walked in, he noticed how the Rebbe was sitting with a sad look on his face. "What's the matter, Rebbe? Please tell me. What's the matter? It's Erev Pesach. Why do you look so sad?" The Rebbe looked up and said, "There are so many poor and hungry people in town that have turned to me for tzedakah, and I have no money for them. You see, the purse with 500 gold coins that I kept in my desk has disappeared. I just don't know where it went to." "But Rebbe, why did you call for me?" Anshel asked. "Well, I have no one else to tell this to, for you're the only one who has a key to my office." Upon hearing this, Meir Anshel looked up and said, Rebbe, I have to tell this to you. I took the money because I needed it for my business. I didn't want to keep it, I just borrowed it. Please, just wait here. I'll bring some of it back to you now, and the rest as soon as I can put it together." Upon hearing this, the Rebbe looked up and said, "Is this true? Is this true?" The Rebbe just couldn't believe that his honest Meir Anshel took the money. But lo and behold, here is Meir Anshel standing in front of the Rebbe, and he took out from his pocket 200 gold pieces and said, "Rebbe, I'll be back pretty soon with the rest of the money." The Rebbe was amazed. He just stood there speechless. It didn't take long, and Rav Meir Anshel returned with the rest of the money. He placed it on the desk in front of the Rebbe and said, "Rebbe, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I hope I didn't cause you any trouble." Slowly, Meir Anshel went towards the door and left the room, closing the door behind him. And it was then when it all began to happen. For a telegram arrived. And as the Rebbe opened the letter, it said, "Dear Rabbi, I have something very important to ask you. Please come to me as soon as possible. Signed, Graf Patutsky." Now, Graf Patutsky was a very prominent and famous Polish nobleman. Quickly, the rabbi went for his coat and left to see the Graf. The Graf welcomed the rabbi of Chartikov very warmly and said to him, "Rabbi, I have a purse filled with 500 gold coins which belong to you. You must have been looking for it high and low." The rabbi was amazed to hear this. "Oh my! How did this purse ever get to you? I just don't understand this." "Well," said the Graf, "please tell me, did you ever hire a maid to clean your house for Pesach?"
"Why, yes,"
said the Rebbe, "but she only worked for one day, and then for some strange reason, never came back again." "Aha," said the Graf, "well, I'd like you to know that she was the one who stole the purse with the golden coins. You see, she was afraid to return to you thinking that you were looking for her and the missing purse. It was yesterday that she came to my mansion and applied for some work. Suddenly, she dropped a valise which she was holding, and as it fell down to the ground, it opened up, and out spilled the purse with the 500 golden coins. Upon seeing this, I asked her, 'Where did you get all of this money?' She became so frightened, she began to cry. Then she admitted to me,
It's not mine. It's not mine. This purse belongs to the rabbi of Chartikov.'
She explained to me how she took the purse while she was cleaning the Rebbe's office. She begged me to return the purse to you, and then she took her belongings and left the house." The rabbi of Chartkov blessed the Graf Patutsky and thanked him for helping him get back that stolen purse. Well, dear children, you can imagine what happened when the Rebbe called for Meir Anshel and showed him the purse with all of the 500 gold coins. He said to him,
"I don't understand, Meir Anshel. I don't understand. I thought you said that you stole the money."
Mayor Anschel stood there motionless for a while. Then he admitted to the Rebbe.
Yes, I really didn't steal the purse after all.
When I saw the sad look on your face when you explained to me that the money is gone, and that you will not be able to help those poor and needy people for Pesach, I decided to help you by borrowing the money for you, so that you can help those poor and needy people.
Oh, how nice of you, said the Rebbe. For this, I will bless you, that Hashem give you and all your children much success in your business, so that you be able to give a lot of tzedakah with a gladdened heart and in total joy.
Well, dear children, I would like you to know that the Rebbe's bracha reached Mayor Anschel in full measure. Yes, in return for his kindness and good heart, and above all, his honesty, Hashem blessed Mayor Anschel and all his children with good health and prosperity. And it may interest you to know that Mayor Anschel's last name was Rothschild.
That's right,
the very famous Rothschild. For through the bracha he received from the Rebbe of Chartkov, he became a wealthy banker. And all of his five sons became the most powerful bankers in all of Europe. Dear children, I'd like you to know, not only were they famous for their unusual riches, but also for their kindness in giving so much tzedakah, charity, to all the people who have turned to them for help. Well, dear children, now that the Rebbe had the purse and all the 500 gold coins, quickly he distributed the money to all the poor and needy people of his town. And they all had a most happy and joyful Pesach.